A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations, proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather them from the ends of the world, with the blind and the lame in their midst, and mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water, for on a level road, so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness. And so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. Just as he says in another place, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So they called the blind man, saying to him, take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you. He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man replied to him, Master, I want to see. Jesus told him, go your way, your faith has saved you. Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. Thus says the Lord, I will gather them from the ends of the world with the blind and the lame in their midst. Vision. We all know that when one of our senses gets weak or fails, the other senses usually pick up and compensate. It might be one or it might be several of them in order to compensate for what was lost. And I'd like to share with you a true story about one of a priest who was a priest of this diocese. His name was Father Leon Tice. He, after high school, joined the military, and after he had served and once was discharged, he decided to become a priest. He did so and was ordained, I think, in the late 50s. He was a big man. Big, both tall and also kind of a bit rotund. But the problem he had was diabetes. On Ash Wednesday in the parish where he had two small parishes, he was having his first mass. He started to lose his vision and within a half an hour became blind. So he lived at Holy Cross Seminary, where I was as a student. And he would have Mass for us once in a while, and we would have to help him. We'd have to put out our right arm, and he would take it. He would tell us just to walk a steady pace, and he said, when you get to a step, he always said to stay about a half a step ahead of him. And when you get to a step, he said, I'll know when you're going up or going down. But he said, don't take two steps at a time. That will throw me off. He said, you have to become my eyes. He had lost his vision. But what he picked up in return was have a keen insight to help people. He spent a lot of time on the phone, people calling him, day in through day out, even through the night, calling for counsel, for help, for prayers. And he was able to give insight to people who were probably needing it most. So his sense of sensing people was very important. I bring that up because of what we heard in our first reading and gospel passage for today, where we hear the blind. But there's more than just people asking and hoping for vision to see, but more so to see the glory of God. In our first reading today, taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, it occurs in the book where Jeremiah gives this oracle. And what he does, he tells people, you're going to be able to come back to the kingdom. They had been forced into exile for a period of time. They had lost their relationship with God and sinned against him. But now was the time to come back and return to their kingdom. But it is interesting that Jeremiah points out four different groups of people. The blind, the lame, the mothers and their children will be able to come back and to return. Now, he pointed out those four groups of people because they were the ones that probably were neglected, could have been easily left behind. And it was not also important that people be able to be with everyone else, but it also, too, indicated that the blind, there was two things about them. First of all, that they could not see, but perhaps, too, they didn't have the vision to see the God's glory and power. So Jeremiah speaks to them and said, you too, this good news goes to you. You will perhaps not see, but you see with eyes of faith the power and God's glory. But most so it's borne out in our gospel passage for today, Bartimaeus. This is the last miracle that occurs in the gospel account of St. Mark. Right after this passage, Jesus is welcomed into the city triumphantly into Jerusalem. Bartimaeus, it was not only important to have the sight, but he wanted to see Christ. And that's why he cried out. And Jesus stopped and asked him what he wanted. He said, I want to see. I want to see you. I want to see God. I want to see your plan for me. And this was more important to Bartimaeus. And he was cured. The last line is very important in this passage, where it says that he got up and immediately followed Jesus. He followed Jesus to the city of Jerusalem. Jesus himself, at least in the Gospel of St. Mark, maybe did not know totally what he was going to face. He knew it would be tremendous opposition that would even take his life. But also through that city, he would gain resurrection and prove to the world that he is indeed the Son of God, the Son of Man. And Bartimaeus was willing to follow. It probably helps us to ask the question to ourselves, how is our vision? Now, granted, our vision, being able to see, it all varies. Some of us wear glasses, some don't. Some of us have to take off glasses to read because our glasses don't help. Or you can see way far away, but you can't see up close. And through the ages, perhaps the eyesight gets a little worse. But more so, do we see with eyes of faith? Do we see the presence of Christ in the world today? Do we rise above this world using what we've heard these past couple Sundays, the gift of divine wisdom, to see God and his eternal plan for salvation? That is what is most important, that we too be want to be renewed in faith, that we too can see Christ, that we too see his glory, and willing to follow him no matter wherever he takes us, through joys and through sorrows and trials, suffering and perhaps and knowing death itself. We know, too, he will lead us to his glory. So let us all have eyes to see, a greater vision to see Christ and his plan and his grace to help us in this life journey, that we are willing to follow him to his eternal glory.